Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Not as many places to go these days, but you still have to get around. And thank goodness the car places are open, deemed essential. And they certainly are. And one of the folks keeping us on the road is Rocky Eli of the Field Lexus of Glenview. And Rocky, how you doing this morning?
Great, Bob. Good morning. How you doing?
Pretty good. Before we get into what you're doing specifically, I know you're in touch with a lot of your colleagues in the auto industry. What have you heard? What's going on around town?
Well, it's been tough. I mean, business, you know, is basically, you know, although we are open, we're operating at levels of really roughly anywhere between 15 to 25% of normal business, and a lot of our workers have had to be laid off, furloughed, and put on the programs. But you know, we are open, and we are, you know, and there are people taking advantage of the services, and you know, we're selling a few cars, but you know, for the most part, I think we are providing an essential service. There are, we've heard numerous people. We do pick up and drop off services, and there's some people in the healthcare industry who's like, I don't have time, but my check engine light or my car wouldn't start. So we've been able to help quite a few people through this.
Yeah, I know you're making it easy for people to do business without ever leaving the house, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, from a sales standpoint, there's some people whose like leases are expiring or at this point they're just decided to get a new car. So we're doing a lot virtually. You can look at the inventories online, talk to managers and salespeople and consultants over the phone, and we can deliver cars and do paperwork virtually, and it's a whole new experience for us, but I think we're adapting well.
Fields has been around for a long time. They opened up in Evanston back in 1971. That was Fields Cadillac. And now with BMW and Lexus and everything else you're doing, Rocky, you've seen a few changes, and your friends in the business have seen a few tough times over the years. How do you think we're going to come out of this in your industry?
Well, it's going to be interesting. You know, it's going to be a lot different. You know, I think we're going to do a lot more business online, over the phone, and via email. But, you know, at the end of the day, servicing is something that still needs to happen. So, you know, I think we'll see some changes. But, you know, Bob, in every industry, what we've seen is that things change hourly. You know, what's a good plan this morning gets scrapped in the afternoon these days. But yeah, I think the important thing is to keep having the conversations, keep getting the information, and communicating it with your staff so everybody stays healthy. And, you know, it's you know, it's been quite an amazing time. I mean, and it's challenging, but, you know, many of us in many industries are up to the challenge, and I think we'll see some positive eventually out of this.
As we mentioned, Rocky Eli is at Field Lexus of Glenview, and I know from personal experience what a great job you folks do in your service department, and that's become so important now. I mean, people will decide to buy a car from somebody because of a great service department, and also you go to a service department now, and there's a lounge, and you can use Wi-Fi and get a complimentary beverage of some sort. What's next for you guys? You're going to put in a whirlpool and a steam room?
Well, you know, we have a lot of interesting plans. You know, as we do our facilities, we try to make them customer friendly. I mean, from the top down in the Fields Auto Group, I mean, we're, you know, I tell people all the time, we're just a family owned company, and, you know, and the head of the company, his sons Dan and Ryan, are, you know, we consider our employees our friends. And our whole thing is trying to take care of people and do the right thing. And when you buy a car from us, it should matter, and that we will stick up for you and we'll take care of you down the road. And one of the things we like to do is amenities and facilities. And, you know, I'm excited about this Lexus project because I think that's a place that we can do some interesting things. But really, at the end of the day, it's about making customers comfortable and giving them a place that they want to come and friendly faces that they get to know. I mean, a lot of our employees are longtime employees, and that's tremendously important. That's what's been a real challenge of this. I mean, we've had some people with us for 20 years, and we got to tell them to stay home because you know, just for a safety factor. But it's been interesting. But I'm excited about some of the things we have coming up. That Lexus store in Glenview is going to be a tremendous opportunity for us. We actually have two other Lexus stores down in Florida. You know, we branched out in Florida back in the mid-'80s and have grown quite a bit down there, although the nucleus of our and origination of our company is here on the North Shore.
Rocky, I'm sure you looked out the window this morning and thought, you know what, I better check on our business in Florida immediately.
You bet. You know what, though? One of the good things about the pandemic is that we don't have to clean off cars and plow on a day like today. We have the luxury of just letting it melt.
Well, you're doing something right. You know, you've gone from one store in 1971 to North America's premier luxury auto group. And hopefully we'll all come out of this bigger and better than ever. It's Rocky Elley, GM of Field Lexus in Glenview. A lot of people remember that as a Breedeman dealership. Well, it's now Fields, and thanks for the job you're doing to keep us on the road, Rocky, and we'll talk to you down the road, okay?
Okay, Bob. Thanks so much, and good luck to everybody out there. Thank you.
Have a great day.